precious word of God. Beautiful singing. Thank the Lord. I didn't know Brother Ed could sing that good. I tell you, that was wonderful. The entire group, just thank the Lord for talented folks using their talent for the Lord. Let's stand, if you would. Psalm chapter 1. Praise God. Praise God. Pray for us. Without the Lord, we can do nothing. Anybody who thinks they can, they're fooling themselves. The Bible has somewhat to say about a novice being lifted up with pride, standing on their own, and you'll do nothing but fall. We must have the Lord, anything we do. Psalm chapter 1 and verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree. I love that. Planted by the rivers of water. It didn't say river of water. It didn't say by the water. It said the rivers of the water, of water. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now notice the last, the verse 4 and the remainder of this chapter. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly, which literally means that individual that's without God. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Let us pray. Father, we praise you for your word. We thank you, God, for being with us right now. Lord, we love you and we praise you for being in our midst, God, and without you we're nothing. Thank you, Father, that your truth that you have sent us and given us, Father, will light our way, will change our life, will set our feet on the right path. Lord, tonight we love you. We thank you for our organization, our church. God, I pray that you'll bless us, Father, and this that we're doing for your honor and glory, and I pray you'll continue to bless in this service tonight. Thank you, Father, for what we have already been able to enjoy and witness and feel tonight. God, bless us, Lord. Help us, God, as we go forward for you, Lord, lifting up Jesus. God, be with us in the remainder of the services of camp meeting. God, as we go into our general conference, Father, Lord, we pray you'll be with us in everything we do as your people, God. And Lord, that greater things can happen tomorrow because you're God. And because we're your people and we're putting our trust in you. Thank you, God, for what you've done in our church and our churches, our organization. And we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do, Father. And Lord, we thank you for what you've done here tonight and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to use the thought tonight, you too can be blessed. Simple title, simple message, you too can be blessed. How many of you like to be blessed? Glory. Well, hallelujah. You know, the Bible said, let the redeemed say so, and everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. And I'm breathing, so I'm going to praise the Lord. How many of you qualify tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank God. He's been good to us. Now, I want to talk for a little bit tonight about the blessing from the Word of God and the promise that He's given unto us, the things that He has said in His Word that can be ours, and is ours. Hallelujah. You know, we put off until tomorrow what can be ours today many times. Amen. And it's not, you know, it's kind of like the lady one time years ago, she was illiterate, she could not read, and a new pastor comes up and finds out about this lady, she's dying on her deathbed. And he goes to see her and finds out that she was the maid of the richest family in England. And this family had died years earlier. And she said the only thing they left me was this little plaque on the wall. I put it in a frame and hung it on the wall. And now years have come and gone. And back there is where we live in this mansion. And they're dead and gone. Now I live in this little shack. There she's bedridden. And now for about 15, 20 years she's lived in abject poverty. Well, the preacher looks at the document, and lo and behold, this poor illiterate lady could not read, but this document proves and said that she was heir. to everything that this family owned. And all this time, she could have been one of the richest individuals in the nation of England, but instead, she was living in abject poverty. Let me say this unto you tonight. Let me, by the word of God, by the grace of Almighty God, you and I are heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We're subject to the very best heaven afford. Thank God tonight we are blessed. Amen. You can be blessed. Thank God. Hallelujah. Now the word psalm literally means, in the Greek, it means poems to be read along with stringed instruments. Poetry to be read along with stringed instruments. And that confirms God's blessings on the instrumentation tonight. Amen. How many of you love good music in the Lord? Amen. I'm not talking about this long-haired beatnik stuff. Amen. I'm talking about the kind that God's anointed, like we've heard tonight. Amen. Thank God, neighbor. And if it didn't light your fire, something's wrong with your wood tonight. Amen. Thank God. Listen, the Word of God tonight speaks of two men, two individuals. Now, one is called blessed or blessed, whichever you prefer. I'm going to say blessed. And the other is not so. It's the opposite of being blessed, and that would be being cursed.
Right.
One with, one without, one in, and one out.
Yeah, right.
Now, I don't want to be one-sided, but I guess I'm going to be a little bit. I'm going to talk about the blessed individual. Because that's what I am, and that's what you are. Brother Ed, I'm glad one day when I got saved, I became blessed. I became a recipient of the blessings and love of God. And it's through the finished work of Calvary. I like what Brother Ed said. If we can make payments on a daily basis, all of our lifetime we'd not even touch one single payment on the price that Jesus paid for us on the cross of Calvary. Now, this tonight, it mentions the blessed man, or blessings to the man. The word blessed also means happy. Or happy is the man. Keep that in mind tonight, because if you're blessed, you are happy. If you're, oh, hallelujah. If you're blessed, you're happy. First of all, let's look at the three things given in verse 1 of chapter 1 of Psalms. Keep your Bible open if you would. And I want us to look at the things that the blessed man, and how that he is blessed because of things that he does not do. Things that he does not do. There's a positive side and there's a negative side to our Christian walk. There's some things that we ought to do, and there are some things we ought not to do. Now, tonight, notice first of all, the Bible said he is blessed because of what he does not do. What is it? He walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He walketh, the blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Hallelujah. You know what the word counsel means? It means plans. It means advice. Let me tell you something, neighbor. The world has different plans than you and I have. They're in our even churches today have different plans than what we ought to have. There are even Christians today who have different plans than what we ought to have. But notice what the Bible said. Blessed is the man who walketh not in that counsel. Oh, hallelujah. Tonight, when you're saved by the grace of God, the only kind of counsel that matters is the kind that comes from the Word of God. In fact, that's one of the names Jesus was given. He is called Almighty God, Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Baby, let me tell you something tonight. He'll do as my advice giver. Amen. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. Let me tell you, we ought to watch our step. I believe every step we make, we ought to be watching. And many people today, tragically so, never learn how to walk. By the time many people learn which way to go, they're too old to go anywhere. Tragic as it may seem, we need to watch our step. Don't you agree with that? We as God's children need to watch who we follow. We need to watch who we listen to. We need to watch who we watch. We need to be careful and not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessings belong to the individual who does not. There are different cultures today that we ought to be aware of.
You're right.
A lot of controversy today around Islam. I'm not up here battering anybody tonight. But let me tell you this. Any organization that calls himself a godly organization, who condones killing, who condones murder, who condones anything other than what the Word of God says, I'll say this to you, they're nothing but a cult. And without Jesus Christ, they are going to hell. We need today to follow in the right counsel. Hurts my heart to hear people in our nation stand up and they'll defend cultism.
Right?
Let me tell you tonight, again, I'm not putting anybody down, but Islam, they don't worship the same God that we do.
Right?
The Allah that they talk about is not God of the Hebrew Bible. It's not the God that the Hebrews followed. It's not the same God that we live by. Their God is the moon God. He's married to the moon goddess. And guess what? They don't have no children. Well, I got news for them. My Heavenly Father ain't married. And He does have a son. His name is Jesus. What do you follow? Blessed is a man who walketh not in the counsel of them God. We got different plans than what they got. And I got news for that bunch. If they're expecting a bed of roses when they get there, they've got a sad, rude awakening when they get there. Thank God for Jesus Christ. 16 Christians shot to death the other day. Worshiping God by a group of fundamentalists who come in the name of Allah, are cleansing and purging the world. The Quran distinctly spells out that their mission is to conquer the entire world. Purging of it all infidels. They hate Israel. And they hate everybody who loves Israel. Let me just... Glory to God. I got to do this. How many of you love Israel tonight? You want to be blessed? You know what the Bible said? I'll bless them that bless thee. And I'll curse them that curseth thee. Let me tell you something, neighbor. God's plan's unfolding even before our very eyes. You better watch who you follow. Blessed is a man who walketh not in the counsel of them God.
Right.
Hallelujah. They got a different plan than we got. They got a different culture than we got. Now don't misunderstand me. How many of y'all believe what the Bible said when it says to be not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers? You believe that?
Amen.
Men of God, we need to watch who we bind together in holy matrimony.
Right? Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely, brother.
Sure, right.
I have a requirement, and I love to let this be known. Anybody wants to say I do, better come see me first.
Amen.
And I don't mean that arrogantly. We sit down and talk and have prayer and make sure everybody's saved.
Amen.
And if they're not, let me say it this way. If they ain't,
bless you, brother.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. Bless you, brother.
Bless
you.
Amen.
Amen.
I've had the privilege, praise God, many of you have too, to get on our knees and win some husband to be or wife to be to Christ, leading them to Calvary. Neighbor, let me tell you something. Different cultures will not mix, and it will not match, and it will not work. An unbeliever cannot make it with a believer.
Amen.
Somebody's going to pull somebody one way or the other.
Right. Good preaching.
Got different plans.
Yes, sir.
Got different plans. Thank God for our plan. If you're following the wrong plan, you're going the wrong direction. The Bible says you'll not be blessed.
Right.
Not only that, there are different cultures, but there are different churches that have a little different agenda than what we have.
Bless you, Lord.
Now you can follow whoever you want to, but I'm going to tell you something. I stand against the ecumenical movement.
Amen.
I stand against any movement that says, let's come together.
Right?
laying aside all of our differences with one agenda and leaving everything else aside.
God bless you. Bless you, preacher.
You can't leave the virgin birth aside.
Right.
You can't lay the infallibility of the Word aside.
Right.
You can't lay the Trinity aside.
Right.
You can't do away with the promises of God and fit in with the world. This crowd today, and Lord help me, or help you, or whoever needs help. How many of y'all need help? I do. It's a group of men got together. I don't guess they do it anymore. Fill up these stadiums all over America. And a lot of people got caught up in it. The hoopla. Well, when you do a little digging around, the guy that started it was motivated by a Beatles song.
Yeah, oh my Lord.
Okay, come on.
Come on. Well, that's reason enough for me to stay home, amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you doing preaching right?
When some yahoo gets up there and sings about a hard day's night and then tries to tell me how good a day the next day can be with the Lord, there's something wrong somewhere. Lay aside all of our differences, and let's come together, and all of us men are going to change the world. We need men in America. Well, I agree with that.
Sure.
We need some men.
Right?
But neighbor, if it takes laying aside the fundamentals of the faith in order to be a man, we're not men. We need to stand up on what the Word of God says. Walk not in the counsel of ungodly.
Amen. Amen. That's good preaching.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's good preaching.
Walk not. Blessed is the man who walks not.
Amen.
In the counsel of ungodly. Hallelujah. And I will tell you, if we do that, if we hook ourselves up to something that's losing, hey, we're not going anywhere to start with.
Right.
Amen. Going down the tubes.
Amen.
Man, woman got on the wrong train one time. Had a ticket to go to Boston. And they walking down the train station, just walked into a car, and they were sitting there. And they were there about an hour, and nothing happened. Along came the porter and said, "What are y'all doing in here?" Said, "We're waiting to go to Boston." Said, "Well, you better get in another car. This one ain't hooked up to nothing. It's going anywhere." Let me tell you something tonight, neighbor. If you follow in the wrong counsel, you're hooked up to something that's not going anywhere. You're hooked up to something that's going the wrong way. Blessed is the man who walketh not.
You're right.
In the counsel of the ungodly.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Blessed. I don't know about you, but I want to be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Not only that, but different convictions. You know, the world and the church has very little in common. Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
However, more and more we see a change taking place.
Amen.
Let me tell you, invite the world in, you are doing nothing but compromising your church.
Amen.
You'll wind up with a worldly church.
Amen.
Let me say this, either one or the other, we're going to influence them or they're going to influence us.
Right.
We're put here as salt on the earth. Let us be the preservative. You know something else salt does? It'll make you thirsty. We're put here not only to preserve, but to make somebody else want what we've got. Let us be the salt of the earth. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Amen.
Not only that, he is blessed not only because he does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but he does not stand in the way of sinners. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Now, years ago, I used to think, in reading that verse, and I think a lot of people fall victim to reading the Bible, or by reading the Bible shallowly, on the surface, skim across it. If you do that, it almost sounds like you're not supposed to stand in the way of a sinner. As though you're not to hinder them. That's not what's saved.
Right? Come on.
It is saved. Blessed is the individual who does not stand the way that a sinner stands.
Right?
How many of you saved tonight? That we're not standing the way that we used to stand.
Right.
I'm not standing the way that I used to stand when I was a sinner. And if we're still having trouble standing the way that we used to stand, there's something wrong with our experience with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me tell you this, neighbor. Somebody says, I've been saved. Their life doesn't bear it out. Somebody needs to check up.
Amen.
Somebody needs to check up and see that Jesus Christ is the one who changes us and transforms us and molds us into the vessel that He wants us to be.
Right. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
No standeth in the way of sinners. I heard somebody say the other day, I have not one single sinner friend. And I thought, well, you've got a lot to brag on, neighbor. How are you going to win anybody to Christ if you don't have a sinner friend?
Right.
Amen? You can win people to Christ. I can win people to Christ. But yet, we can do it without being influenced by the way of the sinner.
Right.
Bible said, put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Amen. Now, don't go out in the battlefield unless you got your armor on.
Right?
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you have ever been shot at?
Sure.
I got scars all over me.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. But you know what? One of the blessed things about the armor of God is these shields, they would go from about the chin all the way down to about the ankle, and they would hook together. They had hooks on the sides of them, and these men would come together and hook their shields together and make an impenetrable wall, and together, neighbor, they would go forward to battle. Neighbor, you must have the whole armor if you're going to stand and be able to be a blessing to those that are outside.
Amen.
Or else, they'll influence you.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
I remember many, many a man of God, and you do too without even calling any names, who tragically were affected the wrong way and they fell into the devil's trap themselves.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Yes, sir.
People who stood tall. People who stood strong.
Right.
However, they didn't have the whole armor of God on. Blessed is that individual who standeth not the way that a sinner stands. And the only way to do that is to be for real.
Right?
There is a Latin word. It's called sincera. We get the word sincere from that word sincera. It is taken from the practice in that day of when sculptures would sculpture a statue. And it would be beautiful. We've seen the sculptures by Michelangelo and all these great Italian artists. But occasionally, a crack would form in this sculpture. Many of them would fill it in with wax. And then they would paint over it. Nobody would ever know the difference until the heat came on. And when things started heating up, then the wax started melting away. Therefore, the word sincere means without wax. You know what we need, glory to God, in the church today? Is sincerity. Not some plugged up hole, not some put on make-believe, but that's real, that'll stand the heat. Blessed is that man that walketh and standeth not in the way that sinners
take.
Sincere individual.
Yeah.
He's for real. I look around tonight and I see some men that's for real. You were here when I started, here way before I started, and you're still here now. Sincerity.
Bless him, Lord.
Here when the heat's on.
Right?
Here when the heat's off.
Right?
How many of you felt the heat lately?
Yeah.
I'll never forget as long as I live. I've had some of the biggest battles this past year in my ministry that I've ever experienced. This past June, I had the privilege of helping Brother Gary in a revival at North Gadsden. I got up early one morning and I felt the heat of the battle. Even though I was away from my church, I was out here with Brother Gary. I got up early that morning, and I'll never forget it, Brother Gary, as long as I live. walking out in front of North Gadsden Church, and there was a little creek that runs there in front of the church. I looked down there, and I saw the water that was flowing. And then I saw a little area where some twigs and some limbs had dammed it up, restricting the flow. And I told God, I said, God, it seems like I'm being stifled, just like that little creek is being cut off. God spoke to me. He said, it's not the desert that's supposed to affect the river. It's the river that's supposed to affect the desert. I thought, glory to God, everywhere the water flows, something begins to happen. It's not us that's supposed to be changed. It's us changing the world for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't stand in the way that sinners
do. Right. Amen.
I got victory that morning, Brother Gary. I've been walking in that victory ever since. Have you had any more battles, Brother Rick? Yeah. I've had a lot of them. But I'm still going for Christ.
Amen.
Can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed is that individual. I'm going to tell you something. I'm more old-fashioned than ever before. I believe in old-fashioned principles. I believe in old-fashioned values. I believe that even as the world is as it is, you and I as God's children are supposed to remain as we are for the Lord Jesus. Don't give in. Don't compromise. Don't back up. Don't stand the way a sinner stands.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for Jesus. Movies today are filthier than ever before.
Right?
Music today is filthier than ever before.
Right.
I was counseling a couple here a few months ago at our church. In fact, it was just the husband. This man came by with tears in his eyes. He said, Brother Rick, my home is on the rocks. I said, well, just join the crowd because 3 out of 5 don't make it today. 3 out of 5 homes. Ends in divorce. I asked him, I said, what's going wrong? He said, my wife has left me. And I began to put 2 and 2 together as he spilled his heart out to me. And I put in my own little small mind, I could see somebody had been influenced by Hollywood.
Yeah. God help.
I read some statistics this past few months ago. In fact, they were projecting that the television viewing of this fall was to be the most ungodly in the history of America. More nudity, more profanity, more ungodliness just piped into your living room and my living room if you let it in.
Right?
You know what I love to do? Click. And then just for good measure, turn it on so I can click it again. And then click, 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 click. I ain't going to have it in my household.
Right?
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Some people's favorite song is All My Exes Live in Texas. They wonder why their homes don't make it.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, preacher.
The devil today has fooled America into thinking that when we enter into this holy, committed, united institution that God ordained in the Garden of Eden, that there's option 1, option 2, option 3, option 4. If all else fails, I can just take an option. How many of y'all believe there's only one option?
Right?
Some people, whenever they get married, they become one. They spend the rest of their life trying to figure out which one. How many of y'all know what I mean?
Amen.
Glory to God. Listen, God still ordained the home to be a place.
Right.
Not a place to hang your hat, not a place to hang your head, but rather a place you can hang your hat. A place you can come home to and love your wife and wife love your husband, and the children to be raised up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The home is still the hope of America today. Neighbor, let us not stand in the way that a sinner stands. Don't let the devil in your house.
Amen. Amen.
One of David's mighty, three mighty men, one of them, he was tending to a lentil patch. Beans is what it was.
Right.
Along came some Philistines.
Yes, sir.
Kept tromping through his bean patch. Yeah. He finally took all this going to take. He said, "You ain't coming through here no more." He rose up and slew every one of them. Let me tell you something, neighbor. As men of God and women of the household, let us say, "Devil, you ain't coming through my patch no more. You're not coming in my home anymore. Stay out, devil. I'll not walk the way that sinners walk. I'll not stand the way that sinners stand." Blessed is that individual, hallelujah, who does not see it in the sea of the storm. Praise God. Blessed is the individual who does not stand or sit in the seat of the scornful. Let me tell you this. If you'll notice the progression, the regression that's here. First they started walking. Then they came back and they were standing. And now we have them sitting here.
Right.
Blessed is the individual who does not walk that way, or stand that way, or sit that way.
Amen.
And if we get in the devil's category in any of those areas, it'll be a regression, not a progression. It'll start with running when we got saved, but if you back up, you'll be walking, and then standing, and finally, you'll be sitting.
Right?
Talking about how it used to be. It still can be. You too can be blessed. After all these years, preacher, yes. How many of you happier today than you were when you started? Blessed is the man. Amen. Somebody said, "Preacher, you better watch how you rub that cat's fur. Turn the cat around." Amen. Turn it around. Let me tell you this, neighbor. God knew what He was talking about. He gave us instruction. He gave us the Word of Almighty God. He tells us what to do and what not to do if you want to be blessed. And tonight, you too can be blessed.
Amen.
Blessed is that individual who sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. There are more people scorning the Word of God today than ever before. Turn on your televisions today and listen to the news. You hear commentators putting us down. That religious right, as they call it. Those anti-abortionists. Those anti-everything. Well, thank God I'm an anti. I'm an anti-everything the devil stands for. I'm an anti-anything, everything that he's ever done.
Amen.
Blessed is that individual who sitteth not in that seat of the scornful. Oh, thank God. Listen, the other day I read an article. They've got satellites up there that's dedicated to only one thing. Finding UFOs. Finding UFOs. How many of you believe in UFOs? I do. I believe one's about to come get us. Don't you?
God bless you, brother.
A UFO is defined as an unidentified flying object. When Jesus comes, they ain't going to be able to identify it. But we will. Yeah. No, it's not some spaceship. It's not some better life on the planet Quasi. It's a heavenly home that I'm looking forward to. The Lord Jesus is coming for His own. Are you ready? You too can be blessed. You too can be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus Christ. There's no blessing in the world like being blessed by the Lord.
Right.
The very founder and father of the theory of evolution. He stated 800 times, Darwin, in his book, "I Suppose."
I suppose. Nothing but suppositions. Nothing concrete.
Right?
No knowledge whatsoever. Only, I suppose. Let me tell you something, neighbor. You may pray to our Father who art in the coconut tree. I pray to our Father which art in heaven. The world can mock us. The world can scorn us. They can ridicule us. But neighbor, listen. God created the heavens and the earth. And they'll never clone us. They'll never transform us or translate us. We're God's creation in God's image. Let them scorn. Let them scorn. Thank God. How many of you believe God created everything?
Amen.
He did. Just as the Bible says. Hallelujah. Sometimes I wonder why he made some folks. Do you?
Yeah,
amen. Well, I'm glad he made me anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. God, listen, when he saved us, he started a work in us, and he's not going to finish it till we get work for it.
Amen.
Blessed is that individual who sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. That means don't sit where the scorners are. Don't sit with that bunch of scoffers. Let them ridicule. Let's stand up for what's right and let the world go by.
Amen.
I remember one time years ago talking about the ecumenical movement. I was at working at that time before I went full-time pastoring. Christmas time, and we all gathered around the table at work. And all of a sudden, they appreciate the man of God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been there.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, yeah.
Don't give a hoot for him any other time of the year. But then, whenever it comes time to bless the food, he's the grandest thing in the department. The vice president comes along, puts his arm around me and said, "We're glad to have Ricky Eves in our department." I started to say, "When did you start feeling that way, brother?" He's going to lead us in prayer. I'd already been told I was going to pray. There was this chemist that came up to me and said, "You'll need to pray a generic prayer. Because we've got Hindus here. And we've got all these others that are here. They don't believe the way you do." Somebody said, "What did you do, preacher?" I thank God for heaven. I thank God for Jesus who died to save us from a devil's hell. And the only way to get to heaven is to accept Him and be saved by God's grace. And I want to tell you, neighbor, there is no generic God. There is no generic prayer. There is no generic religion. Either He is or He's not. But I say to you, He is God. Hallelujah. Blessed is an individual who sitteth not in that seat of the scornful.
Right?
Thank God for Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And I've got to finish up. Hallelujah. Not only are there negatives here that's given in the Word of God, things that we're not supposed to do, but there is a positive point. Read with me in the next verse, number 2. But His delight is in the law of the Lord. We just talked about 3 things that a man that is to be blessed is not to do. But now there's something that we do to be blessed. The Bible says that His delight is in the law of God. You know what that means to me? That means that when I got saved by the grace of God, that I'm in love with Jesus. I serve Him, and His Word means more to me than anything on the face of this earth. It means to me that worship on Sunday morning means more to me than anything else that's going on. It means to me that serving God every day is the most important thing of the hour. It means Him first and everything else second and last. It's loving Him, it's serving Him, and it's going for Him.
Everything.
Blessed is that individual. Blessed is that individual who does. What does he do? His delight is in the law of the Lord. I don't know about you. I want to ask you a question. How many of you read the Bible like you used to? I don't see a hand in the house. I remember a time when Janice and I, my wife, first got married. God got a hold of my soul. I could not read the Bible enough. I found myself in it all the time, just thumbing through the pages and reading. And now that I even need it more than ever before, Brother Buddy, I find myself negligent in reading the Word of God. I don't spend the time in prayer that I used to spend. I was out praying the other night, Brother Gary, and I remembered a time years ago. I was down in the woods praying. And I had been there and used to, this was my typical day. I would come home from work, and I'd say hello and goodbye to my wife at the same breath. Go right past the door and head right across the pasture into the woods. I'd stay there until 9 or 10 o'clock at night praying to God. One night, I remember one evening very well, I got up and right where I had been praying was a rattlesnake that was coiled up.
Yeah.
I'd been down on my face praying before God. And I get up and there's a rattlesnake right where I've been. I don't know how long it had been there, but that thing could not even move. I thought, God, close the mouth of the serpent. Oh, let me tell you, that was the love that I had at one time. I still love the Lord. Don't misunderstand me. But how many of us are negligent in the Word of God? We started out strong. We started out, many of us running. We slowed down sometimes to a walk. And then maybe sometimes standing. And then backing up a little more. Many times sitting. Where are we today? Where are we going tomorrow? Let me tell you this, in order to be blessed, the Bible said we must delight ourselves in His law. Do you believe that tonight?
Amen.
That means you love it.
Right?
And you can't delight yourself in His law without delight yourself in His law, in our Lord.
You're right.
You can't delight yourself in the law of God unless we delight ourselves in our Lord God.
You're right.
We cannot love or separate one from the other. The Bible said, John chapter 1, He is the Word of God. If we love the Word, we're going to love our Lord. If we're going to love the Bible, we're going to love Jesus. We're going to love it with all of our heart and our soul and our mind. And we'll serve Him and strive to do what it says.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed is that individual who delights in the law of God. Listen to what the Bible says about those who do that. The Bible tells us many things about that individual. It tells us that if we'll follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and if we'll walk by Him, walk with Him, and walk by the Word of God, we will be assured by that precious book. The Bible says, whereby we know that we have eternal life. How do we know it? We know it because we love the brethren. We know it because we love and we've been transformed by the renewing of our minds. We'll have assurance. Not only will we have assurance, but we'll have a cleansing and we'll have a leadership by the Word of God. We'll want to do exactly what it says on a daily basis.
Amen.
Every time we pick it up, it'll clean us up a little more. Clean us up a little more. When the old priest would walk into the tabernacle in the wilderness, they go through the main gate of that place.
Bless you, Lord.
The first thing they come to is the great brazen altar. And that signifies salvation.
Right.
The first thing we do in reaching God, we have to get saved.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we walk in there, and there is the place of sacrifice. Oh, Mount Calvary, where the blood was spilled for you and for me. And then just beyond the brazen altar is the golden laver, or the brazen laver. And then the priests, whenever they would sacrifice, the next thing they would do was go and wash their hands at that brazen laver. Now that thing was made out of the mirrors that the ladies had that was standing at the gate. And they fashioned the mirrors, and there was the water in the laver. And whenever the priests would go and wash their hands in that laver, they would look down there. Not only would they get clean, but they would see their reflection in the laver. When you and I pick up the Word of Almighty God, let me tell you something, neighbor. I can't see you in it, but I can see me in it. I can see what I need to do. I can see where I need to go. And I can see what God needs to do in my life. Blessed is that man Blessed is that man who delights in the law of God. It'll clean you up.
Amen.
It'll clean you up.
Amen.
Not only that, it'll light your path.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus says, I am the light. I am the light. Go inside the tabernacle of the temple proper, the tabernacle proper. And there is the golden candlestick. And that golden candlestick, the Bible says, was made out of pure gold, which signifies the deity of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It was hammered out of one piece and beaten into the fashion of the seven-tiered golden candlestick. It was beaten that way. Let me tell you something. When Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, He was beaten for you and I. He was beaten. He was whipped. He was bruised for our iniquities. He was crucified on the cross of Calvary so that you and I could be saved. Saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
He was beaten to a pulp.
Right.
So that we could be blessed.
You're right.
So that we could be blessed.
Sure.
This golden candlestick had one central shaft. And that central shaft had a lamp in it.
Right.
And these weren't candles, but they were lampstands. They didn't have wax in those days.
Right.
They were burned by oil and wicks. And that central golden shaft signifies Jesus Christ Himself. Branching off from that, there are six other lampstands that are connected to it, being supplied by that central shaft. Jesus said, I'm the vine, and you're the branches. Let me tell you, nobody in this building can be blessed unless we're hooked up to Him. There's nobody here tonight can be blessed unless we delight ourselves in Him. There's no one here can ever be what we need to be unless we're connected to God.
Amen.
He's the central shaft.
Right.
We're connected to Him. Seven is a number of perfection. It is a number of completion. Jesus, that central shaft, made seven lampstands. And we're the six other ones. The Bible says on the sixth day, man was created. Six is the number of man, and it's always short of perfection.
Right.
It's always short of perfection. Add Jesus to it, you got a pretty good scenario. Add Jesus to it, add that central shaft, and you've got something that looks pretty good. Not only that, listen, in order for that Word of God to illuminate and show us the way, and when it does, we will light our light so that somebody else can see the way through us. It's God's light shining through us to illuminate the way so that others can be blessed.
Amen.
So that others can be blessed.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something tonight here. I love to shout. And I find myself many times preaching to the point that my voice just goes with me. But if I hold my shout inside this building, it hasn't done a whole lot of good.
Right.
If the only light I can shine is right here in the confines of this building, I haven't done a whole lot of good. All I've done is made a noise. But let me tell you, God so loved the world that He gave so that we too could give what He gave to us.
Amen.
The light to light someone's way.
Amen.
This central shaft, this golden candlestick, the lampstand. They had oil was what supplied the fuel to burn the fire. Let me tell you tonight, without the Holy Ghost, our light's going to wither and it's going to flicker and it'll go out. God gave us on the day of Pentecost the greatest power this earth has ever known. Somebody was looking at Niagara Falls one day and said, this is the greatest unused power on earth. There's a man of God standing next to him and said, it's the Holy Ghost. He gave us all the power and we're not even using it.
Amen.
The greatest unused power on earth is the power of God.
You're right.
And He wants to shine that light through us.
That's right.
To bless us and to bless others.
Amen.
But you know what? The old wick. We got some old kerosene lanterns at home. Power goes out to light them things. We are the wick. That's what we are basically, is the wick. All the rest of it's just God. That's just all there is to it.
Right.
Just God.
Right.
The only reason we're here, neighbor, is to serve God.
Right.
That's the only reason we're here, is to serve an Almighty God.
Yeah. Amen.
Sometimes your wick gets burnt. And neighbor, let me tell you this. That light can shine only as bright as that wick will allow it to shine.
You're right.
When that thing gets all molded and musted over, it'll smoke and send out more pollution than anything else. It's about then you need to do something to make it shine a little bit brighter. Oh, let me tell you, glory to God, you know what the prophecy was concerning the Holy Ghost? He said, a smoking flax will he not quench, nor a lamp will he not quench, a broken reed shall he not break, until he send forth judgment unto me.
That's right.
You know what that means? Literally this, that smoking flax was the wick in that candlestick,
right,
in that lampstand. That broken reed was this. Those old shepherds would be sitting on the edge of the hillsides at night, and they'd have nothing to do, and they'd cut them a reed, make them a whistle out of it. They'd start blowing a tune on the old whistle. And after a while, sometimes that old reed would be soaked with saliva to the point that it could not make a noise any longer. What does he do? He breaks it so that he doesn't get it mixed up with the good ones. And he casts it aside. And then he plays on another one. You know what that word means where he says, a broken reed shall he not break? Sometimes we don't make the music like we ought to. Sometimes we're not as sweet as we need to be. What does he do? He doesn't break us. He doesn't cast us away. But he trims on us again.
Amen. Yeah.
And he plays another tune with our lives.
Right.
And then that smoking flax will he not quench. Sometimes your wick gets kind of frizzled. It doesn't glow like it should. Along comes along comes the attendant. The priest would come by and they'd maintain that lampstand. They used two different tools to do it with. They used the tongs of the altar, and they used the snuff pots.
Right.
Both made out of pure gold.
Right.
Again, signifying the deity of Jesus Christ.
Right.
With the tongs, which was nothing more than a big old pair of scissors, he would come along, and whenever that lampstand was smoking and not burning very brightly, he'd just start trimming on it. He'd trim on it and light it all over again.
Amen.
And oh, glory to God, Brother Franklin. It starts burning bright. It starts shining bright. It's because he comes and he works on it a little bit more.
Amen.
And that's the way God will do for us. What does he do with the snuff pots? That's what he carries the trimmings away with. He catches it with a snuff pot and he carries it away, never to be used or counted against us anymore. Oh, let me tell you something, church. Every one of us have had to be trimmed on occasion, lad. We've all got some frizzles and some burrs. Aren't you glad he loves us? When we come and say, Lord, help me, he trims on it and he doesn't hold it against us anymore. And he does it so we can be blessed. So we can be blessed. Tonight you can be blessed. How many of you tonight wants to be blessed? Let me say
amen.
I'd like for every head to be bowed, every eye to be closed. Hallelujah. Thank God for His presence tonight. You too can be blessed. He's blessed because of what He does. And that is, He delights Himself in the law of God. He delights Himself in the Lord Himself, Jesus Christ. And not only that, the result of all of that, He is blessed. In verse 3, tells us because of what He is. What is it that He is after all these things? The Bible says He's planted by the rivers of water. By the rivers of water. In that day. And this is what this has reference to. You see, neighbor, every one of us here tonight, we've been planted. Listen, if God would have wanted a D.L. Moody in your place, He'd have sent a D.L. Moody, but He wanted you. If God would have wanted a anybody else. He'd have got anybody else, but he wanted you. He wanted me. He planted us where we are to accomplish his will. And in order for us to be planted by the rivers of water, that means that God had to do the digging and God had to do the planting. He put us there. But here's the significance of the rivers of water. Many times the old ground that we're planted in gets a little dry. Many times we go through spiritual droughts and the land around us becomes parched. It's then that they dig canals, and they did in that day, the Nile River. They run canals here and there and here and there, and everywhere the canals were, there was life. Whenever things get parched, he just digs a little stream and sends it our way, and he'll do the same for you tonight. He'll send exactly what I need, and he'll send exactly what you need. Yes, we can be blessed. We can be happy. I don't know about you, but as a man of God, many times lately I haven't been quite as happy as I have been before. I've been burdened, I've been beaten, I've been battered, and I've been bruised. I've been targeted by the devil, and I know many of you have too. But it's in times like that that God whispers my way and says, "Boy, you hang on, you can be blessed." And he reaches down and he gives me that I need. And he reminds me that he's got me planted. He's got you planted too. And he'll send a river your way to give you exactly what you need. I wonder right now how many across the house would be honest and just lift up your hand and say that you've got a need of some kind in your life. Would you just lift up your hand right now in this place? God bless you. I see hands all over the place. You got needs in your life, battles you're fighting. All kinds of things happening in our daily lives, our homes, our families. The devil's declared war on you and he wants to take your blessing away. But God is saying tonight, you too can be blessed. Blessed is that man. And I say, God, I want to be that man. I want to be that man tonight. Our Father in heaven, help us, God, as we come together. Come to you, Father, seeking your will, seeking your way. Seeking what you have us to do right now, God. Help us to see, God, that no matter what the battle's been in our life, God, that we too can be blessed. Even in the midst of the greatest troubles and trials, even in the midst of the greatest battering, the greatest obstacles of life, we can still be blessed. Help us, God, to find that place of blessing tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.